I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy. Say it with me. Come on. And you can be too. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I'm talking to you. You've got to make the decision to make it happen. One of the things you need to do is what you're doing right now. Be on this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Guys, it's the best way to get your Ambit Energy Week off to a great start. You're going to hear from a couple of great speakers tonight. It's an example of why you need to be here. Come to this call with pen and paper. Come to this call expecting something to happen, some information that's going to make a difference in your business. You hear people in the call talking about being registered for Simulcast. It's coming up soon. If you're not registered, go to your power zone. Register for Simulcast now. If you committed to building your business, get to the power zone and register. For those of you who have done so, you're taking a great step towards your financial future. Power Trip. Oh, my goodness. Folks, Albany, New York, great hospitality, fantastic venue, wonderful camaraderie. I could talk about it for an hour, but I won't. But I got to tell you, if you weren't here in Albany, New York, you missed it. But you have another chance. Power Trip 2016 registration is open right now. You can go to AmbitPowerTrip.com and register for the Spring Power Trip in Dallas, Texas. I am already registered for that big event. You should be too. Now, let me introduce to you the featured speaker for this evening, the host of Ambit Power Trip. Gentlemen, doesn't need any introduction. Phenomenal job, one of the best power trips we've ever had. Please welcome founding national consultant, number one income earner. This gentleman has earned over $25 million in Ambit Energy alone, the number four income earner in network marketing worldwide, and I'm sure he wants me to shut up right now. Please welcome Brian McClure. Brian, you there?
Well, you got me chuckling on that. Why would I want you to shut up?
How are you, champ?
I'm doing good. I appreciate those kind words. And I tell you what, if I sound like I'm dragging a little bit tonight and my voice isn't quite what it normally is, it's just because we had a barn burner. I tell you, the power trip up here, folks, what I can tell you is this is a fact. It was the largest crowd of any power trip we've ever had. Fact number one, it was the most enthusiastic crowd of any power trip we've ever had by far. It was the best venue of any power trip we've ever had by far. It was in the convention center, Empire State Convention Center, right in downtown Albany. Fantastic hotels support us. All the events were at the convention center. We had so many people. We had over 1,200 people there that Jerry and Chris didn't even want to give their talks. They said, look, we've got so many people here. We want to give people as much time for question and answer as possible. So the speakers on Friday night got up, got down, and Jerry and Chris just did question and answers for a couple of hours. I mean, it was incredible. But I don't want you to take my word for it. There were all kinds of great leaders, but I got to tell you, tonight I'm calling from Jackson, New Hampshire. I'm sitting on top of a mountain, and I'm overlooking some of the most beautiful land that our great United States has to offer. You know, looking at Mount Washington, snow-capped Mount Washington, and Ray Monte's, I'm going to call it the Eagle Nest. I don't know what he calls it, but that's what it reminds me of. It's unbelievable. And just so blessed to have so many great friends in this business. I know Ray's had his group up here, and pictures don't do it justice. You see this place on Facebook and you think it's awesome, earn the right to come up here and spend some time as a leader with Ray, and it's just it's unbelievable. I don't know what to say, but Betsy and I drove up from Albany today with Ray and got here at sunset. It's just you think you're in. I mean, it's just so peaceful, and I'm not usually lost for words, but this place will make you speechless. So I asked Ray. I said, hey, why don't you hop on the call and share some thoughts about Power Trip. And Ray's obviously been just about every one of them. I think he was sick for one or two of them and done numerous events himself, and we were just talking about the success of it. So, Ray, you on the line with us?
Brian, I am. I appreciate you having me on, and it's an honor to have you and Betsy up here up in Jackson. I'm excited for you guys to see the sunrise tomorrow morning, and you know, all I can say is wow. I mean, I've been in this industry for 19 years, and I've literally been to hundreds of events and probably 10 or 12 power trips, and you know, it's probably, you know, it was the best event I've ever been to. I mean, your team, Louisa, and just everybody, it was just first class from top to bottom, and the venue and the speakers, and you know, I want to thank you because I know how hard you work. I see how tired you and Betsy are. It's draining, but you know, to me, it's the event, it's the intensity that's there, the people that are there listening, and the speakers, and you know, Chris and Jerry were just awesome. They knocked it out of the park. There was something different about those guys this year, and I got to spend a little time with them before Friday night, and they're excited. They're pinching themselves at how well things are lining up and the stars are aligning. And then, you know, you and Chuck Chance, and Chuck always does a great job hosting, getting everybody all fired up on Saturday morning, and then following up with our speakers and Chris Atkinson and Joey, and I go on and I don't want to leave anybody out, but it was just an awesome event. And Brian, the thing I'll tell you is when I look at events, what I look at is, you know, looking around the crowd and watching how many people are still there at 5 o'clock, because a lot of times if the event's dragging at 3:30, 4 o'clock, people start losing interest and they start leaving. And I don't think anybody left at 5 o'clock. People wanted more of what was going on. And then the second thing I look at is I look at the results the following day. And, you know, as you know, and it was like dueling cell phones today with text messages for three ways and new consultants. And I think the biggest thing I can say, and I want to thank you so much for bringing it up here to the Northeast, the timing of this event, the timing of it, of all the teams coming together and working together and all the great speakers, Marion Wado and Philip, and again, I don't want to leave anybody out because there's just so many of them, but everybody being on the same page at a critical time with 5 days left in this promotion, with Ohio just opening up, with solar energy, with you know, Chris coming out and saying, guys, you need to be registered for simulcast. What they do in January 30th, 2016 for simulcast and our 10-year anniversary, I mean, it's going to be a great year, and all I can say is thank you, because by working so hard and putting these events on and your team doing such an incredible job, there's 1,200 people that left there yesterday at 5 o'clock that are on cloud nine, that are empowered, that are going out there at a critical time in the history of this company, laser-focused. And, you know, 1,200 people on the same page can change this world. So thank you and Betsy. And, man, it was a pleasure and an honor to be part of it. I'm excited to spend some time with you. And you know, it's you know, thank you. I mean, the reason I'm here is because of listening and learning and absorbing information that you gave me. And you know, it just struck me yesterday. And I want to say something, and I'm going to embarrass Brian a little bit, but you know, you always kind of have an idea what's going on. But sometimes just by the size, at the breakfast on Friday morning, it was the wow factor. I mean, I'll be honest, I was nervous yesterday looking around and just seeing all the people that were there and knowing the impact that this event could have had yesterday. But the thing that struck me the most, and what I got to say to you is the legacy that you're going to leave someday, because I was in the back of the room, and when you asked how many people in that room had been to Pecan Bluff, you know, my first initial reaction was probably 40 or 50 or 80 hands were going to go up. And when I saw that probably 40 to 50% of the crowd raised their hands, meaning 500 or 600 people had been down to your ranch, you know, I mean, all I can say is thank you. And, you know, a lot of other people, I'm sure, are thanking you, too, for putting an event on like this. Not only the hard work that goes into the event, but just the timing of the event. It's going to be a good week to be in Ambit Energy. So thank you and thank you and thank you.
Well, I appreciate those kind words, and we certainly have a lot of fun at my ranch in Pecan Bluff and Whitney, Texas. But you go to slide, Ray, and then I'm going to let you go. I know you're exhausted as well. And when I said earlier, I kind of chuckled after I said, are you with us? And, you know, when people go, well, I thought he is with you, like he's sitting next to you. Well, but I didn't tell you about Ray's place here in Jackson, New Hampshire. Here is he has two houses. So Betsy and I are in one, and he's in the other one. But so we're not sitting next to each other. But anyway, you put a slide up, Ray, and it was a quote from Chris Chambliss, and it was Chris Chambliss's statement about simulcast relative to ambition. Why don't you share that with everybody on the call real quick? What's going to happen at simulcast?
Well, I mean, guys, let's recap what happened at Ambition 2015. They announced the state of Ohio opening up on October 30th, I believe was the date. They announced the first four states for solar, which were New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and California. They announced the promotion that we have that's coming to an end. They announced the promotion that was for people who attended Ambition, and they announced large commercial starting off in Texas. So that's what they announced at Ambition 2015, which if you've been here for a while, I mean, those are major announcements. Those are game changers for a lot of us. And so for Chris Chambliss to come out and say that the announcement that they're going to make at Ambition, that the announcement they're going to make at Simulcast 2016 are going to be bigger than the announcements they made at Ambition 2015, you know, it tells me it's time to get to work and focus here over the next 75 days or so and enjoy Thanksgiving, enjoy Hanukkah, enjoy Christmas, enjoy New Year's. But the other 65 days, you need to be focused on your AMBIT business, because if they're going to be bigger than what they announced at Ambition in 2015, and then the extra little teaser that he gave Ryan is that next year is AMBIT's 10-year anniversary. 2006, they started August 2006, the next year is going to be 10 years, and they want to do something extra special for the field. I mean, listen, Chris and Jerry are not people that go around. They're not boastful. They keep it very tight to the vest. I mean, I've just never heard them really go out there and brag about what they've done. That's just not their style. And for them to be talking the way they're talking, and guys, they're not being brash or abrasive. They're just stating facts about everything's lining up. If you look at where we are compared to our competition, it's amazing. If you look how things are falling into place, and for them to come out there based on what they say, based on what they know, and make a public statement that Simulcast 2016 is going to be bigger than Ambition 2015, and the fact that they want to do something extra special next year because it's our 10-year anniversary, I don't take those words lightly. I mean, you know, Brian, you, me, and a lot of the speakers in front of the room, we've made millions and millions and millions of dollars, and I can tell you this. I mean, my schedule this week is brutal. But why? Because you just know what's happening. You look around the room, you look at the text messages. It's going to be an incredible 2016, and the way you have a big 2016 is you prepare over the next 5 days, take advantage of this promotion, work hard through the holidays, and you do whatever you've got to do to get your team registered for Simulcast 2016 and power trip down in April 2016. I'm looking forward to both of them. And again, thank you, because I know how hard you guys have worked. And I see, I mean, I your phone doesn't stop. You're tired. You're worn out. But, man, I appreciate you even more that I get to see after one of these events and your staff. And again, I can't tell you how proud I am of Luis and just the whole team that you got. I mean, it was a first-class event, so thank you. And again, the timing of it, going into this promotion and leading up to Simulcast, thank you for your leadership.
Well, I appreciate that, and I want to tell everybody that Bear mentioned at the top of the call that go to ambitpowertrip.com and sign up for the spring power trip. It's going to be in Dallas, Texas at the Wyndham, same place we've had it here past a few times. It's going to open up with an all-star business presentation on April 14th, the night of April 14th, and then we'll have a leadership breakfast on April 15th. And I noted there were some people that said they were signed up for Yellow Jacket Mentoring at the top of the call, and I said, all right, got a couple of about it. I go, okay, we're going to get a lot of questions about that, because people that one didn't go to Power Trip probably don't know about it at all, or maybe not have heard about it. And then people that just went to Power Trip Friday night and Saturday didn't hear about it either. Let me tell you about the Leadership Breakfast. The Leadership Breakfast is designed to talk about principles of the leaders. And the leadership breakfast, the past few power trips have been done by myself, Ray Monty, and Joey Carter. And we just talk about different things about leadership and what it takes to be a good leader in the business. We had over 800 people at the leadership breakfast this time. And at that leadership breakfast, I opened up my mentoring program called the Yellow Jacket Mentoring. It deals with the mental side of the business. And you have to attend that leadership breakfast to attend that Yellow Jacket Mentoring. So we're doing that the first weekend of January, first full weekend of January. I don't remember the exact dates, but registration for that's closed. It's not something. Somebody's on speakers making some background noise. So on the 9th of ninth of January, it doesn't matter, but the registration is closed. But what I do want to encourage you to do is get involved with Power Trip and get to that leadership breakfast. And if you want to attend Young Jacket Mentoring, you know, I was just touched when Miriam Wado stood up and she talked at Power Trip this time and talked about Yellow Jacket Mentoring and how he had gone to all kinds of personal development seminars and programs and spent most of her adult life personal development. And she had never developed a statement. And she shared with the crowd what her mission statement was and that she was able to create that mission statement because it's one of the things we did at Yellow Jacket Mentoring. So, anyway, Leadership Breakfast Friday, then Jerry and Chris question and answer and vision on Friday night, and then you're going to have the top income earners. I do want to mention this before you run to sign up. That same weekend of Power Trip is the Ambitious Women's Conference in New York. So it was the only weekend that Jerry and Chris could do Power Trip, so I hate to do it, but we're in Texas and Ambitious Women is in New York. So if you are a woman in our business, you know, and you're in the Northeast in particular, or Chicago or surrounding areas, whatever, you do want to take that into consideration. I encourage you to go to that. You know, it's an incredible event as well. We put 300 tickets, VIP, so Power Trip is discounted, $10. We include breakfast with it. We make it VIP. VIP people get into Power Trip early, so you get the premium seating, and you get a $10 discount. We put 300 tickets, VIP tickets up. That's going to sell out the breakfast at Power Trip in Dallas because we don't have the same size room. So there's not going to be 800 people at the leadership breakfast in Dallas. So if you're planning on attending leadership breakfast, want to get into Yellow Jacket Mentoring, want to take advantage of that, and or want to get a $10 discount on the combined ticket and get VIP seating, I suggest that you go to ambitpowertrip.com, sign up. We usually sell out the pre-sale, you know, usually within a week or two. So, you know, it's not going to sell out tonight. We've got, you know, probably 250 left, but people have already started to register for it because they know we open it back up. So I wouldn't wait a whole long period of time if you want to take advantage of that. I also want to reiterate the importance of simulcast. I know most people on this call are already registered for simulcast. Let me give you an aha moment for some of you and those of you that have listened to this call and been in the business for a while, you already know this. Going to an event is not about getting yourself to the event. You know, the only thing, and we talk about this in Yellow Jacket Mentoring, the only thing you can control in your life is you. So you have the ability right now to be online, going to topambitleaders.com and paying and getting registered for Power Trip in April of 2016. You don't have control over anybody in your downline being able to do that. Now, you can buy a couple extra tickets and transfer it into their name, but the of is yourself. So because you have control of yourself, the physical act of going and signing up is easy. The key to any event, and this is the point and the distinction you need to make, is not about you getting yourself signed up, but it's about getting your group signed up. It's how many people are you going to get to the event, okay? The grand prize winner at Power Trip Albany this past weekend is the person who had the most people in their downline. That was the winner. The grand prize winner of Ambition 2016 is going to be the person that has the most people in their downline. You know, I was visiting with some folks this evening, and they're pushing and doing great and building a fantastic business. And they were talking about their goal to get to EC. And they said, well, we don't want to wait until Ambition. You know, we want to get done before. And you know, we just took a couple of minutes and you know, talked about, hey, set a date, you know, July 4th. You know, declare your independence on July 4th, not 2 days before Labor Day. Why? Because you want to put people in your EC code so that you can get some people in your EC code to come to Ambition with you. Because that's just like putting every person you have in that new code, that's like putting another rocket on fuel cell on the rocket and taking you off to the moon. In other words, you know, you want to get as many people in the highest code that you've got to every single event, you know, and I wasn't going to talk about events on this call and the importance of events, but we kind of got off on it with the excitement and just the power that was in the room. I got to tell you about another speaker, and this guy, you know, I kind of saw him in the beginning and I've watched him evolve and everything, but I got to tell you, Jim Mason, you know, I was sitting backstage, you know, doing what I do at Power Trip. This was a convention center, so normally sit out front and, you know, making sure that everybody's on time and things are running properly and everything since it's my event. And, you know, I'm listening to Jim Mason talk, and I'm sitting behind stage, you know, shedding tears, literally shedding tears, you know, the emotion and just the power of his words. You could hear a pin drop in there, folks. I'm not going to go into what Jim talked about. All I'm telling you is that, you know, you take one speaker after another, after another, after another. When Miriam Waito got up and started talking to the women and talking about children and talking about the driver and why it was worth paying the price and talking about her daughter clinging on to her leg when she started the business at 2 years old and showed a beautiful picture of her today at 11 or 12. And I just... You know, I mean, it brings tears to your eyes, you know, and it's not about getting yourself there to hear those stories. It's about getting as many new people there as possible, which brings me to my next point. This promotion ends Friday, you know, and I would not count on it being extended. In fact, if I were betting, I'd probably give you odds that it's not going to be extended. Now, do I think it's going to go back to 429? Probably not, but it's going to be something greater than zero. So what's better, zero or something greater than zero? So, you know, what I can tell you is you need to work like your hair's on fire and really push, and don't count on them extending the promotion. The main reason I say that is they didn't give us a promotion for a month or so and then extend it and then extend it and then extend it like they normally do coming out of Ambition. Chris stood up at Ambition, said, you got this promotion. We're giving it to you for a long period of time, so you don't have to guess about it or worry about it or whatever. You can go build a nice business and don't count on it being extended. Well, I'm not gonna risk that he's gonna change his mind. You know, Ray was talking about his schedule this week, and you know, he's just got one city after another, and luncheon signs, you know, lined up, so on and so forth. And a lot of you don't work the business full time, but what I'm telling you is, you need to work that written list time into the system, and it's not about how many people you personally put in, but how many people can that person put in under open enrollment before midnight Central Time on Friday. So do not count on that promotion being extended. You know, we're at Power Trip, and I asked Ray to bring some of the magazines to Power Trip, and this is what I want to talk to you about, which I believe to be the greatest tool that Ambit gives us to work with as far as a marketing tool goes. And asked Ray to bring some magazines, so we have them at the back of the room, and a lot of leaders that, you know, have magazines, you know, get them shipped Freightline from the people who print them to them, and save an awful lot of dollars in shipping costs. And if you order, you know, 10 or 20 magazines from the company, it's great, but, you know, you pay pretty good for the shipping because they're heavy to ship. So I said, you know, I want to make sure we have magazines there and everything. And so we're going along, and, you know, I'm noticing that I'm not talking a whole lot about the magazine, or actually no one had talked about the magazine at that point. And I'm not noticing a lot of people walking around with the magazine. So I started asking a few leaders this, that, and other thing. And let me give you my observation on our Success From Home magazine. I don't remember how long the first magazine we came out with was called In Business. And I want to say that was maybe in 09-ish, 08 maybe, 08 or 09, and maybe 08. And there's somebody on there saying, oh, I can text you exactly how many years we've done Success from Home. You know, we were selected by Success Magazine to do Success from Home, and we've done it every year since. So I don't know how many years it's been, but, you know, 4 or 5 years, however long it's been. And my observation at Power Trip was that normally we'd bring, you know, 3,000-4,000 magazines for 500 or 600 people, and every magazine would be gone, and people would be – I can remember Kenny Smith at one Power Trip on a Friday night bought two cases of magazines, okay? And I'm noticing that this Power Trip, no one's walking around with magazines. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, something's not right. So I called up Louisa. I said, are y'all selling the magazine? She goes, yeah. I said, how many have you sold? Actually, Michelle Utter, I think, is the one who was selling them. She goes, well, let me check. She went over and checked and said, no, they have plenty of magazines. Now this is late afternoon on Saturday, and you know, we only have like 1,000 magazines there, and we still have magazines left. And this is what struck me, is there's complacency with regard to the magazine. And the reason there's complacency with regard to the magazine is the fact that we've had them for several years in a row. So for you that are Ambit Energy, whether you've been in 4 years, 5, 3 years, 2 years, or whatever, you know, oh, that's the magazine. You're you take it for granted. Folks, that magazine is not for us in Ambit Energy. It's not a magazine so you can look at yourself on the cover, or you can read the article, and you can show it to your mama and your best friend and people at work and feel like big man on campus. That's not what the magazine's about. But that's the mentality of the people that aren't buying the magazine. So, maybe even it's, you know, I got a few magazines left over from last year. Folks, those are like gold. Let me tell you, in the time that we have left, that magazine, used properly, is absolutely, unequivocally, without a doubt, zero doubt, 100% guaranteed, okay? This is coming from the water walking guru of network marketing, supposedly, okay? And I say that in jest, obviously. But the bottom line is that magazine can make you millions of dollars. And the reason I'll tell you that is because I believe it's helped me make millions of dollars, okay? It provides information about the company. It provides information and credibility about who we are and what we do, articles about our product and our service. But most importantly, it provides validation. And who does it provide validation for? It doesn't provide validation for the person that's already in Ambit Energy. That magazine is designed for the prospect. That prospect does not know that we had a magazine last year and the year before. the reason that that magazine comes out on an annual basis now is so that you're not walking around with a three-year-old magazine. That magazine is every bit as powerful as it was when we were selling 5,000 copies of it at a power trip, because people were so excited about it because it was brand new. Yet the complacency and just the take-for-granted attitude towards it is, oh, yeah, it's a magazine. I'll get a couple. You know, folks, if the magazine's not putting people in your business, what I can tell you is you're not using it properly. You know, maybe in the past you took the magazine and stapled your business card to it, and when you went to the dentist office, you laid it on the coffee table and you just kind of distributed it around like that. That's a failed methodology. You know, absolute failed methodology. One thing I'll tell you is don't ever staple a business card to it. Put a non-removable sticker on it, okay, so that I know for a fact somebody picked up a magazine at a doctor's office, took it home, and looked me up on the internet, called me and said, I was at Dr. Such and Such's office in Chicago, Illinois, and I found this magazine, and there's no name on it or anything, so I just Googled your name since you were the number one guy in it, and, you know, and I referred them to somebody in Chicago. Well, you know, so, you know, I got to assume that there was a business card stapled on it. Put a sticker on it. You know, that person would have called that person's name on the sticker, not me, if they had had somebody else to call. But I'm not telling you to distribute the magazine like that. What I'm telling you is that is the greatest validation tool we have, and this is how you use the magazine. This is the first thing that people do that doesn't make sense to me. And then I just said, you know what, we haven't taught this in a while. When you get a copy of the magazine, you index every single article in there and every single, not article necessarily, but what I meant to say is story about every independent representative consultant in there. If you turn to page 50, you're going to read about Chuck Chance, and you're going to see, you know, his beautiful children, one going to Baylor, one going to SMU. So, you know, here's a successful corporate executive who's got kids going to incredible universities that Ambit Energy's helping pay for, okay? And Chuck is African-American. If you haven't met him, he's got an infectious smile, tremendous guy. But that's a story. Now, you're going to run into somebody, and maybe they're African-American, so you look across the magazine, you got African-American, you got Mary Mato from Vietnamese descent, you've got Hanan Oxenhandler, who's Jewish, so you've got different faiths in there, you got Muslims in there, you got Christians in there, you got male, you got female, you got Hispanics, you got Latinos, you got the whole gamut of everything. Then you look at it vocationally, you've got, you know, coaches in there. So, you know, here's a white male that was a basketball coach, you know. You got real estate people in there. You got Steve Thompson in there who, you know, was in insurance. You got a Debbie in there, Debbie Atkinson, who was a nurse, you know. You've got Philip Eckert, who was in real estate and you know, serious businessman, and on 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 and on. You know, Kirk Horan, who's a fireman. He run into a fireman. You think it might be smart to know that Kirk Horan's article's in there and that he's a fireman and he's still an active fireman. And don't you think you might want to point out to the fireman you're trying to recruit into the business and roll into the business that he needs to read Kirk Horan's article? Well, you just take a yellow sticky and you stick it on there. Folks, that person that you just handed that fireman, that's your prospect, that you're trying to enroll into Ambit Energy, does not know that Kirk Horan was in last year's magazine and that Kirk Horan was in the magazine before that. Doesn't know that. Doesn't care about that. What he's got is a magazine that is on newsstands right now. And that's the other thing I want to tell you is, if you're recruiting long distance, let's say I was trying to recruit somebody into Baltimore. I'm calling them up, and I'm going to say, hey, Bob, it's Brian McCord. How you doing? Oh, man, I'm doing great, Brian. It's been a while. I hadn't heard from you. So I wanted to tell you, you know, I hadn't talked to you in a while, But I got to tell you something. I'm involved with a company. I'm going to tell you about this thing straight up. This company is the sixth largest provider of energy in the United States of America. It hit the Inc. magazine as the number one fastest growing company in America a couple of years ago. And we were just published in have you heard of Success Magazine? They're going to say yes. Well, we were just published in Success From Home Magazine, and the entire magazine is about this company. And do you have a Barnes & Noble anywhere by you? Well, of course they got a Barnes & Noble. Call up your local Barnes & Noble and see if they have a copy of Success From Home Magazine. I want you to go down there. I want you to pick it up, and there's a DVD in there. I want you to play that DVD. Do it with excitement and urgency, and I'll tell you, this is like a recruiting bonanza, the likes of which are, you know, there never has been. Now, what I'll tell you is that magazine's going to come off the stands because they don't wait until December 1 to put the December magazine out, okay? So you're going to have a short window when this magazine's available, and on the cover of that magazine that's in Barnes & Noble is a picture of Jerry and Chris. So don't be telling them, yeah, my you know, guy I'm working with on the cover of the magazine, because it's not going to be on the cover of that magazine, okay? It's the exact same magazine, except for the cover picture is Jerry and Chris Chambliss. You know, on the cover of the magazine, I'm talking to my friend in Baltimore, you're going to see the co-founders. One of them is a guy by the name of Jerry Thompson. The name probably doesn't mean anything to you, but what I can tell you is his grandfather was the founder of 7-Eleven, and the Thompson family is the family that grew it to be the fastest franchise, largest franchise in the world today. And this guy and his dad, who his dad and two uncles were the gentlemen that caused that to happen, are the people that put this company together. And I'm telling you, you need to go to Barnes & Noble right now. Get out of your pajamas. Create urgency. Go down there and grab that DVD and watch it, and then call me back, and I count on you to do that. This thing is incredible. And, oh, by the way, the top people in the company, you know, are making serious six figures every single month. And what I'll tell you is that every time somebody throws a light switch, you're going to make some money. In fact, Bob, where are you sitting right now? Oh, you're in your bedroom? Tell me everything that's on in your bedroom. Well, the light's on, the television's on, my computer's on. Are you charging your cell phone? You got blue lights, green lights, red lights going on in your house? Yeah. What about the refrigerator? Is your refrigerator freezer plugged in? Yeah. What about your alarm clocks? Yeah. So would you agree with me, Bob, that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year, you're using electricity? Yes. Let me ask you another question, Bob. Have you ever called a BG&E, Baltimore Gas and Electric, if you're not familiar with the provider there? You ever called BG&E and told them you don't want any more electricity? No. So, in other words, you use it every single day, and you have no intention for the rest of your born days on this earth to ever turn it off. Is that correct? That's correct. And how old are you, Bob? 40 years old. How long do you think you're going to live? Well, I hope to live to be 80. So for 40 years, you're going to burn electricity in your house. Yeah. Well, this DVD is going to show you how you make money off of every single month you pay your electric bill. And the reason you're going to choose our company over who you're on now is because you're going to pay less for the exact same thing. But Bob is also going to show you how you can make money off of everybody you know and everybody they know and everybody they know and everybody they know. And everybody they know. It's a $464 billion industry, and you got the ability to be making money off somebody burning an electric bill all the way down in Texas, all the way up in Portland, Maine, and everywhere in between. You need to go get that doggone magazine. You need to get it fast. You need to call me back, because this thing is blowing up. There is a reason they were the number one fastest growing privately held company in America. Folks, you're missing the golden opportunity. You're missing one of the most powerful tools that we have, and it's because, oh yeah, that's just the magazine. Well, guess what? It's not just the magazine to the person that it's designed to go and put into your business. And you know, another thing that I observed, you know, I stood up and I kind of realized this. So I kind of change my subject a little bit, start talking about the magazine. I said, look, everywhere I go, I've got magazines in my car. I got magazines in my houses in Whitney. I got magazines in my house in Austin. Everywhere that I am, I got magazines in every suitcase. You know, I got magazines with me no matter where I go. Why? Because I never know when I'm going to need a magazine. If you get on a, if you ride a subway or you get on a plane or any sort of public transportation and you don't have a magazine with you, you're brain dead. If you go to a trade show or a ball game or something like that and you don't have a magazine, you know, you're crazy. You know, you these things are like gold. Now, you don't want to just pass them out. You know, they're like, you know, you're not standing on the, you know, these things are not cheap, okay? But if somebody will give me their name and number and show some interest, and I'm going to give them a magazine. But I'm going to have talked to them enough to find out who they are and what they're all about. So let's say I'm going to the Saints game. You know, I sit next to somebody, hey, how you doing, what's your name, you know, blah, 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 chat them up, what do you think the Saints are going to do today? I don't know why I picked the Saints to talk about today, because Washington kicked our you-know-what, but anyway, that's not our year, that's for sure, but anyway, you know, the bottom line is that I'm going to chat them up, well, you know, hey, you know, get the person's name, well, hey, Mary, what do you do for a living, you know, oh, well, I'm a nurse, oh, really, yeah, you know, one of my business partners in the business I'm in is a nurse. She had three different nursing jobs, and she, you know, she retired from nursing and works in our business full time. What do you think that's, if I said that to a nurse, what do you think she's going to do? Well, what do you do? I'm in the energy business. You know, our company got written up in Inc. magazine as the fastest growing privately held company in America. And, you know, what we do is we just provide cheaper electricity and natural gas, you know, depending on your market. You're going to, you know, if you're in California, you're going to talk about natural gas alone, obviously. But, you know, depending on your market, you know, what it is. And, you know, it's kind of like this, Mary. You know, when you go home, you're going to walk into home, your refrigerator's going to be on. You got blue lights, green lights, red lights running, your electronics, your alarm clocks are plugged in. So 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you burn electricity. If I could show you a way where you could pay less, nothing would change. You'd still get your bill from, you know, Con Ed or, you know, whoever the incumbent is, PG&E in Baltimore, whatever it is, and just pay less for the exact same thing, would that be a pretty good deal for you? So, yeah, well, what we do is show people how not only they can save money, but how they can make money by educating people on how to save money. And she just went around and did that, and now she makes six figures and lives in a beautiful bayfront a property with no debt and is living the life. And she couldn't even afford the time to go to a movie when she heard about the business about 7 years ago. Have you ever left yourself, ever had an open mind to looking at additional sources of income, even if it were just on a part-time basis to begin? Yeah, well, look, go ahead and, you know, give me your name and telephone number. And, back, you know, let me share with you one of these magazines. I'll show you who she is right now. I'm going to know what page Debbie Atkinson's on. I'm going to open up the magazine. I'm going to have some stickies on the inside cover of the magazine. I'm going to stick it on Debbie's page. And I'm not going to give it to her until the end of the game. I'm going to let her look at it because we're pregame. I'm going to put it back in Betsy's purse. And I said, look, I'll give you a magazine to take with you at the end of the game, but let me keep it so we don't lose it. And then at the end, I'm going to tell her how much I enjoy talking to her. I'm going to hand her the magazine. I'm going to remind her to look at the DVD. And I'll say, you know, and I'm going to get a commitment as to when she's going to do it. And I've got her name and telephone number. Folks, that's the best $4 you could ever spend. You go do that with 10 people, you spent $40, and you're going to put a couple of them into your business if you do it the way that I just taught you how to do it. And yet, if you're at that Saints game and you don't have a magazine, it ain't happening for you. And the other thing is, you're a leader, you're going to go to meetings. If they sell magazines at your meetings, you're going to buy a pack of 10 or 20 or whatever, and when you're doing the in-homes, you're not going to give away magazines to a brand new person, and I quite often do give them two or three magazines to get started. I'm going to coach them on how to use the magazine, but I'm going to have magazines available for sale for the organization that's at that in-home. I'm not going to wait for them to have to get into the back office, order the magazine, wait for, you know, 10 days for the magazines to show up and pay an enormous amount on freight. So I hope you can understand why I was just befuddled as to why those magazines didn't just pour out of there, because we just didn't have the time and, quite honestly, the quantity of magazines close enough to Albany to have a larger quantity there, yet we only had 1,000 magazines, and we had some left in the middle of the afternoon on Saturday, and just hit me like a ton of bricks. You know, what we do as leaders, you know, on and on, or year after year after year after year, we just assume that other people are doing it, and they're not doing it. And so I can tell you that when I see little things like that, I like to make the corrections in the field. And, you know, if you got to order magazines from corporate, pay the freight, it's a cheap price to pay. Do it. You know, I'm not saying don't do it, but avoid it if you can. But, you know, I know a lot of the meetings up in the Northeast and Texas and everything, the magazines are available for sale. The other thing, I give this whole talk, and it wasn't in the detail of this call tonight, the whole talk about the magazines. Then all of a sudden I see people walking around with 2 magazines, 3 magazines. Some people come to an event, they don't have a lot of extra cash and so on and so forth. But the bottom line is you need to be buying packs of magazines, okay? You don't need to be buying 1 or 2 magazines. This is not something that you're going to put on your table to show your friends when they come over to the house. This is a marketing tool. I, you know, I always look in the mirror and I blame myself that, you know, we haven't done a good job over the last couple of years, you know, educating people on this, because we just assume because it's the 4th or 5th year of the magazine and everybody knows how to use it and is using it. Well, they're not. So I hope that I kind of awakened the giant. You'll go out there and teach this to your organization. Start to use the magazine, because it is absolutely a way for you to explode your business. So, again, I'm going to encourage everybody to push as hard as you can this week while open enrollment is still available. And the new person you put in, you need to use the urgency of the close of open enrollment midnight on Friday to move them into action, so that they start smiling and dialing and get people look at their website and put as many people as they can put in the open enrollment. And then let's say you put somebody in tomorrow in open enrollment. They put somebody in on Tuesday. You got Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for that organization to explode, to put enough people in to get them to RC by Friday. On open enrollment, because when a new person comes in on Thursday, you should be talking to them, hey, we got 1 day left of this open enrollment. Let's see if we can get 6 people and get you promoted to RC. So use the power and the money that's available through the promotion, and then use the deadline of the promotion, which is Friday at midnight, to explode your business over the next week. And don't count on Chris Chambliss to extend that promotion. Well, I hope the information I gave you tonight was useful. Go to ambitpowertrip.com. Make sure you get registered before that discounted pricing and VIP seating and ability to attend leadership breakfast, because I think leadership will sell out when all those VIP tickets sell out for Power Trip in Texas. It again starts Thursday night, the 14th. Friday the 15th and Saturday the 16th of April 2016, and I hope that each and every person is signed up to go see a live venue either in Utica, New York, or in the Dallas, Texas area to do simulcast last weekend of January. If you would, Bear, let's open it back up. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody who attended Power Trip in New York. You were incredible. The volunteers were incredible. It was just a special, special time. If you didn't miss it, don't miss it in April in Texas.
Absolutely. Brian, totally agree with that. Thank you for what you've done for us in creating Power Trip and having such an awesome arsenal of speakers and trainers that made a profound difference in our lives and in our business. We really appreciate that not only have you put this together, but that you continue to do so, when quite honestly, you don't have to do it. So thank you for that as well.